And I'm here to tell you about ASMR.
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous.
It's their phone.
Sensory. Response.
Right.
What a couple of those.
What a time.
Oh, boy. You woke up
dumb-dumb. Yeah, that was stupid.
Oops. Excuse me. I'm too sorry.
Bad idea.
So,
there's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a machine.
What's going on here?
Acting going on in here.
Sit down and
shut. That's so wimpy. Come on. Give it all you got. Go.
Let me press.
I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What? Penis.
I saw at least 4 feet of its head.
Wow.
That can happen.
Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was tasing me and adjusting me and
going to the bathroom and whatnot.
So humiliating.
Problem.
Shut up, all the parents.
He had consumed some alcohol.
There's a punch! A swing!
He's not a fighter, he's a lover.
Well, he held us off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
Well, I know, yeah.
Obvious.
I was
offended. It's fact.
Siegel often draws it to the expense of others.
No one's ever sent a defeat before.
Showed enough to get a game.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at the bag.
Funny. Funny. I'm still not sure what happened.
Daddy, what do you do when you go to work?
Arts. Fun.
Whoa! I'm not as confident
here. Stupid. Don't tell me to calm down.
Excuse me?
Lick my butt.
I'm about as politically correct as your turd in a punch bowl.
Oh, my. That weird little chewy guy.
Did you vote for me for employee of the month?
No. Doesn't matter. I still won.
What? Is this Eva?
How you pronounce the word?
Chug-a-maloo, hab-a-loo, come in. Goodbye to taste the universe. Yep. Goodbye, Jamie White, Lord. Good luck to them dear old Texas Aggies. They is the pride. The eyes of Texas is upon you. That is the song they sang so well. It sound like hell. About to Texas universe. Now for the Aggies, look here. Chicka wigga bone. Chicka digga doo. Disco higga da. Hugga da do. What in the world did that mean?
Everything. 866 to Elliot. 866 5468. Hello, class.
Hello.
fine.
Good, good, good. Okay.
What do you mean?
My day was all the best intentions yesterday and it all...
What do you mean?
Well, I got out of English. No big deal. But all I wanted to do yesterday, what did I want to do? What was my big plan for yesterday? You have to see a goddamn second of it.
No.
Play it that quick. I didn't get to see it.
2 hours, 3 minutes?
2 hours, 3 minutes.
Right?
Done.
Yeah.
And I thought, at least see, like, maybe
people
part
like,
of the...
Eh, maybe
the... No, they do not. Do not. Obviously have people at
all his friends standing outside on Utah Street.
Oh, they were all yelling and, singing. That's fine. They were all still going. But no, all I saw was like highlights. I didn't at all. So I went, which is fine. Then I got home to the house to deal with.
The incident?
Yeah, no. Well, it wasn't. No, I mean, it wasn't massive. One of the kids, the one, great to see in, they had to write a skit. Like, it's short. They're in third grade. It includes some of your friends, and I don't know what the whole background was. So he chose himself and three of his friends. The first part you read, and it's all fine. I mean, the spelling's atrocious. But the first part you read, and he gets to the last friend as part of the skit. Because at that point, it's a skit. You're writing dialogue.
Right.
Last friend's friend?
Yeah.
Zen. Last friend's comment? F you.
Pull it out?
Oh, yeah. By the way, spelled both words correctly.
Oh, my God.
Used it correctly. Like, everything was good.
Turned it hadn't seen it until after it came back from the teacher.
How would I see it? It was a writing assignment in class.
Was in school.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was like, homework.
No. Well, I mean, even if it was seen it. But the, yeah, it's a little writing skit in class. But, I mean... Part of me was proud. The context in which it was used.
What was your note on there?
See this? So then we had to have that whole conversation. And he said, well, I was just trying to go with what they would say in that friend. So he was like, oh, that's what
I... Grade, really?
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was horrible.
What can you do?
So it took me a while to stop laughing. then we had to settle in. Gosh, I was like, I don't want to deal with this. There's a baby I want to watch. Why do I have to deal with this? Jack! But she was busy because she got a new phone. But the...
she got one new one, too, because your battery...
My battery...
Like, you'll plug it in all night at night, and it'll be...
Plugged it in last night. Had to go to a lacrosse game last night. Plugged it in when I got home. And then, plugged it in when I got it, like, 18%. Plugged it in 10:30, 10:45 last night. Oh, I didn't get to bed early like I wanted to. And morning, 2:15, not 9%.
Can't you just get a new battery?
Well...
Or is, like, the jack messed up? Hitting, like, the little lightning bolt so it's actually charging? You know what I mean? Sometimes if it's not in there right.
I plug it in, and when you plug in, the battery is...
Yeah.
Like, the little symbol for the battery, that goes green.
Right.
When you plug it in.
So it's charging. But how come it's less... It's easy.
At some point, it must from the charger, because it's every charger. It's not just
but
the one
even,
that I plug it in.
Even if it does disconnect.
I don't for Apple.
A, get a new phone. B, get a battery.
Well, I don't want to pay.
Aren't you 2 years in?
Yeah, and I thought that's what was going to happen with Jackie when she went in yesterday. But hers, because the phone was cracked, because she dropped it out of her pocket, jumping up and down. So she cracked the phone. But we're well past the time to be able to go in.
Yeah, so you should be great. I mean, at least you get a discount. Huh?
They charged her for the phone because you can't turn it
with
in.
She
still has the phone.
So how does she get charged? If she's out of the grade fee period 2 years in?
Well, it's not, she didn't have to pay the retail price, cheaper with the, it cost her $300.
Yeah.
$100.
Yeah, but so she didn't get charged for a cracked phone.
She didn't have to pay $600 or $700 are.
Yeah.
But I thought, but don't you get something if you turn the phone in than $300 and something?
Times. I don't know what the current promotion is.
I think it depends where you go.
Well, it was like $300 something, so I'd rather just charge my phone all day. I'm not
You charge it all day, and it's still charged.
No, and it's worse now that somebody dropped it. Right into that puddle. I'm sure that didn't help.
Please. Get phone.
I won't do it. I can't justify spending $300 and something just to get a new phone. I'll drive myself
crazy.
That's
how much they always cost.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it was this time.
Definitely was.
No way. There's no way I got something bucks.
Yeah,
to
you
do
were
that.
Probably eligible for them to
I
buy.
I was definitely eligible for. I would never upgrade with not being eligible.
Even if it was $200.
I feel like it was free. Are you sure I paid the last time?
Yes.
Damn it. Remember, or maybe I just don't remember to pay 300 and something bucks.
That's probably
to be it, right?
Like when the sixes came out, you could have gotten a new five or something, probably even cheaper.
Well, whatever, $399 just to get a battery.
You can't bitch about your battery.
Of course I can.
Battery then. See if that solves it.
Well, for the cost of the labor.
How much is a new battery?
The labor, everything else that goes into it.
Labor, you open the back and put it in.
You can't open the back.
Don't do that with an iPhone.
Open the back of my... No, they won't. Yeah, they will. And they'll charge me for it. And then I'll get mad at myself.
That's the batteries plus, dudes.
I am not taking my phone there.
Points the warranty. my watch there. All year I have to get a new battery.
My watch is only right twice a day. My watch says it's 4:15. That doesn't work. Nothing in my life is working right now.
Is this why you're in school papers?
I don't cuss at home.
You concern yourself with other welfare issues.
Wait, what do you...
Family.
No, I concern my writing assignment. I know. Hey, listen, you can't do that anymore.
But we've done it for 5 minutes. You're more upset about the phone than a potential issue at school.
I see my phone more during the day than I see my kids. I feel like I dealt with the. I feel like I dealt with the phone with the
phone.
I haven't dealt with the phone. No, because that assignment with the family issue. Yeah,
the phone is ongoing.
The phone won't end. And the started crying because he thought I was mad. It was like a whole issue at the house. So finally, I catch a moment of breath. It's over.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Game's over. Walter's post game press conference talking about whether or not the Oriole was working. I was like, God damn it! I missed the whole effing game. Did you?
Kind of to see how it sounds.
Like when they hit foul balls, was it hysterical? Like those balls are just in the stands.
Well, who was it? Was it
Chris Davis
tossed it? Tossed the ball into the stand. I can't remember the player's name, but there was one of them who...
Am I allergic to something? My throat's peeling up.
There was one of the O's who went on like he was signing autographs.
I did see that. And then, like run balls I get. Like, those are out there. But then I was thinking, you had foul balls all day. Out there in the stands?
Probably. I mean, they still have ball boys there. Do they make them...
The stands, they don't?
No, but can they say, hey, when the game's done, it's going to be over quick. You got an hour to... Can you retreat from wherever?
Pay me.
I'm sure a ball boy would do that.
That's not my
without
job.
Without ask.
My job's not to...
You're the problem with America. Then get your ass out of here.
I'm on the field. I'm foul balling it.
No.
I'm a ball boy.
Insubordination.
That's not insubordination.
You're out.
No, you know what insubordination kid wrote? F you.
That's me. Go screw.
I don't... Well, during a game, I don't go running out.
Oh.
I will say, watching or seeing the pictures online, I've played for obvious reasons. I did think, man, the ball boys are the problem with America.
By the way, I would leave my throat.
I told you when I walked in.
There's something
are you getting sick? Because you were a mess a couple hours ago.
Yeah, no, I don't feel like I'm getting sick. Warm in here?
No.
It's not warm in here at all. I'm very clammy.
I know that's 73.
There's no way. It's very warm in here. It feels 90. Like our hand under my arm.
What are you going through the chains?
It sounds like somebody's got their hand around your neck.
Does my voice sound like that?
Yes.
Does it sound
rough? Sounds strange.
Yeah, no, I feel like I'm like like I'm sealing her.
Like frantic.
Yeah, because I had a day that I didn't want. that's how I always feel. No, I'm sealing up. And now I gotta go to the dentist today. Well, that's all right, because then I'll just find it. You know what? Day 60, turn around, here I go. But I don't need it today. I don't. And I promised myself I was going to... I told Tyler, you know what? I'm going to force myself to go to bed at 8:30. Got home at 9:20, and then was 11 o'clock. It doesn't get any easier, and I have to do all the babysitting with the goddamn writing assignment. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Yeah.
Hey, does my throat sound weird to you?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. My back's very sweaty. Anyway, yeah.
Dude, I think I know. Do you have an iPhone 5?
Yeah, I do.
Do you carry it in your pocket?
Well, yeah, of course I carry it in my... No, there's no reason to be a jackass to you.
No, I'm not. It's not being a jackass. Think about all the lint that's in your pocket. This happened to me. It drove me crazy. And just gently dig into the little hole where you plug it in. You will dig out all the lint.
You don't have any lint in my pockets.
No, pieces can get in there.
Yeah, but
little pieces. I'm telling you, it works. I didn't fix my iPhone because of it.
But I'm telling you, I'm looking at my bunny.
Where?
Oh, right between the ears.
just try it.
Yeah, you know what? I will. Why? I have no reason not to.
In your pockets, because it's.
it did the same thing to me. It drove me absolutely crazy. I wanted to throw my phone out the damn window.
There was a point yesterday. Thought I was going across the. That was the other bit of fun. I was on the parkway heading home. Veer off the beltway because that wasn't moving. We thought at one point, and my phone died again, and I don't have a charger in the car, so that didn't work. About just rolling down the window and going, "You gives an ass." I was almost that guy yesterday. All I wanted to do was throw the guy. So angry.
Yeah, I was the same way.
All right,
same way.
Now I got to find.
That's it. That'll work.
I'll try it. All right, I'll use the. Sorry, dude. Sorry, I lost you there. My phone died.
Tomorrow you come in, I bet you have a new phone and an Apple Watch.
The
salesman.
No,
I know. They gave me $10 off the phone if I bought the Apple Watch.
No, I can't go get a phone. That I can't do. Because I have to go to the... I limit myself to one errand a day.
I'm telling you, I feel like tomorrow you'll be wearing a timepiece.
That would be great if I got the iWatch. Fantastic.
You won't spend $300 on a phone.
No. No, that I won't do. You'll have to peel that out of a bloody hand.
You just said it. He's getting the phone for $290.
That's right.
Because I got the $10.
Because he got the watch.
You went for like the $6.
I need a lot in there. And it's either that. Yeah, no, I'm good to go.
I'm a $1,000.
Hey, if you do get the watch in stock.
I don't know.
Or am I going to deliver it?
I have no clue.
If that's in the store, I may look into that. And then I got to get a Bluetooth and hear my music. God damn. All right, let me do this. I got a lot of stuff that we got. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back next.
Elliot in the Morning. XL1. The After Party. Starring Small Pool. Host.
I could go on.
At the club immediately following the BFD ticket stub. Or just $5 without. BigFieldDay.com.
Incredible is getting a ridiculous deal on a three-course dinner at both our new Fire and Ice and I dinner menu with dishes that see balancing act of the best flavors of the season starting at $19.9. Start this three-course flavor journey with a salad. Then pick from five cold water lobster tail from the North Atlantic waters. Yes, succulent lobster lust just $19.9. Or try the fire-grilled shrimp and scallop fire pot in a sauce that's so good it's littered. In this more carnivorous, cold laps that are so tender and perfect they'll have you wondrous prevented. Is your Fire and Ice meal over? Not even close. Because just when you think incredible can't get more incredible, it does with our new donuts. Getting a present in a present. Salad, your choice of five entrees and dessert. All starting at $19.9. And because incredible deal won't last. Bonefish Grill. Incredible served daily.
Extend your engine's life and restore it all at once. Stop by Auto Parts and advice you need for a tune-up. Now you can get a great deal on Bosch Iridium or Double Platinum. Get in the zone. Autos.
This is Scott for Scott. You know, I've noticed that even the summer's down here. An accent on this. That's why Scott's makes a special grass seed blend that can stand up to the brutal summers. Turf Builder Grass Seed Southern Gold Mix is bred in the South for the South. And because it comes from Scott's, the grass seed expert need to succeed. So put down Scott's Southern Gold Mix this weekend. Hang on. Safety dance.
Better makes a better smoked ham. So when Boar's Head crafted our new Black Forest ham, we looked to age-old European tradition, smoking it with beef from Germany. This flavor that's both rich and smooth. A flavor rarely found in American smoked ham. Some smoking methods withstand. Ours must also withstand the test of taste. Introducing this Beechwood smoked ham elsewhere.
Flat out throttle twisting motorcycle road racing. Racing is back. The new home of AMA FIM Superbike. And it's at the legendary Virginia International Raceway, May 15th through 6th. Acceleration, handlebar battles, and screaming straightaway drafting duels at nearly 200 miles an hour. Located in North Carolina and Virginia near Danville, VIR offers plenty for the whole family. Women under are free. Get your advanced ticket at VIRnow.com.
Right there! Hold it up!
This is helicopter mechanic and Navy Federal member Jeremy Davis. First congested annular air intake from 5 clicks out.
Centrifugal fuel to fuel up!
But when it comes to the intricate terms and conditions, Jeremy's a bit rusty.
Did you say rust? I can fix that too!
Keeping helicopters happy is Jeremy's thing. Helping you be good with money is ours. At Navy Federal Credit Union, we can auto loans to cover 100 tax title and tags. Your current loan, so you can lower your payment, and there's no refinance charge.
Glad I
don't have to finance this bad boy.
You said it. But we will help you with your auto loan. Or to learn more and see how you're good with money. Open to the armed force families. Federally insured by NCUA.
New powder with maximum strength medication irritation and controls odor. Activated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves itching. Itch Eaters Medicate Odor stops the itch.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
The all-new Nissan of Richmond is richness. One thing hasn't changed. We're still Richmond. And to celebrate, we're offering you the best deals in our history. Right now, get a 2015 Altima for just a Nissan of Richmond. Short pump, ITD 2014. See dealer for complete detail.
Richmond Traffic Center.
Well, vehicle Chamberlain near Lee Street. Otherwise, we're in pretty good shape on the side. Race Chippin' M 288 or the Downtown Expressway. And so far, so good with light travel volume 95, 295, and 664.
Join for our Walk for Wishes on Saturday, May the 2nd at Stony Point Fashion Park. Funds raised will help grant wishes for children in our community with life-threatening medical conditions at va.wish.org and register today.
Now, morning on XL102.
All the recommendations about the bad battery and just, you know, if you use your serial number, you'll know. Input. No, I'm not eligible. Although, you know what? I'm getting ready to start digging a quill in there.
Not eligible, but I looked up online. I mean, a new battery, depending on where you get it.
Can they even get a look at dent in the side of this thing from where Kaylee dropped
it? Maybe that's one of the problems.
Battery was screwed long before that. But look, feel this curve right here. Feel that.
You're going to dent. It's like a chip.
Yeah, that's where Kaylee dropped it. That's okay. You know, fault for not having a case on my phone.
Right.
At one point she was like, I don't know why you don't have a case on your phone. Or whatever she was yelling at the time. Let me grab line one, then I'll get into everything.
Hey, good morning. Wanted to get so grateful you came to their game last night.
The game last night.
They won, they kicked butt, and they loved the pictures. They're finding them left and right.
Now, we'll tell you this. Are you the lady that I met last night?
I am. I'm the mom. Yeah.
Your son is. I didn't know that was your son. Your son's unbelievable. Your son kicks ass out on a lacrosse field.
Thank you so much. He was really, really excited to see you, and he printed your picture immediately last night.
Oh, sir, at one point, which pissed me off. Another issue. But I was going to say, I was honest with you. I left at halftime. So
we screamed and cowbelled for him.
I don't know if it was possible for what the final score was, but I think at halftime you guys were kicking their ass like 8-1.
Yeah, we were at 10-2. I think we ended up at 10-1.
Good for you. Was the other team just that garbage?
See, we have been losing for 5 years, and this season we're something like 9th in the state race. It's a total turnaround. We got a brand new coach, Mark Mesmer. He was amazing. Came from Broad Rock and turned the team around.
I'll tell you, they played great. Like, and obviously the coach was trying not to run up the score by having the place.
No, yeah, he did.
They were great. They were fantastic. So no, it was very. I was very happy to take a picture with them. They seem at least a polite group of kids by calling me sir all night. They played nice meeting you guys last night.
Thanks. We'll have Tim Cure was, you know, DC 101.
I like that. Very nice. Way to go, coach. All right, I appreciate my seeing you guys last night.
Thanks again for everything that meant a lot to them. Have a good season, too, for you guys.
Absolutely.
Hope your son's doing well. Thank you, too.
Okay. God, and some of those dudes are beasts. Jesus Christ.
High school, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, some of them are. I had to look up to talk to half of them. Anyway, listen, we got a lot to say. Let me start with a guest. Nate Bargatze will be on a special that'll air on Comedy Central on Saturday night. The special's fantastic. He's hysterical. So anyway, he'll be on with us a little bit later on this morning. Also, winners will take you backstage. Keep in mind, on Saturday, BFD in Richmond. On Sunday, you get Kerfuffle in D.C. You'll win tickets to both. I'll get a winner for each one, and you'll go backstage. You'll meet Incubus. So we'll do that a little bit later on. Dirt later this morning. This Caps and the Rangers. Obviously, tonight, Madison Square Garden, they'll be home Monday, game three of the series against the Rangers. So we'll have those tickets a little bit later on. Also, tickets for you to, go see Amy Schumer. Schumer tickets go on sale. Actually, they go on sale. So we'll give you more of those. I had a lot of stuff today. Some good stuff that we have to get through today. Anyway, Diane, let's get going with some news, please.
Some new information of Freddie Gray. Not exactly protest related. Apparently, a prisoner who shared the transport van with Gray has told investigators Freddie Gray apparently banging against the wall, and this prisoner thought intentionally trying to injure himself. Now, police have said they don't know whether he was injured during the arrest or during his 30-minute ride.
Right.
So, police and the Justice Department both launching an investigation. We'll go over the findings on Friday to the state's attorney's office, who will then decide whether or not to pursue charges against
him. Right. But now the results of that, you said, will be turned over on Friday. They will not be made public. Is that a mistake?
Initially made public.
Yeah, no, they could eventually come out. Or details of it could. But that we don't know whether the entire thing will be. At some point, it has to be.
At some point, sure. For it to be right away, not released. I didn't.
That's fine.
I had no problem with that.
Okay.
Now it was mostly peaceful. The protests were in other cities. Yes, were said 18 arrested, 16 adults, 2 juveniles.
Right.
They had about 6 in New York. There were also protests in Boston, Indianapolis. I was watching. I actually turned on Anderson Cooper. They were kind of doing a split screen protests going on in New York, and then what was happening is in Baltimore as it was getting nearer and nearer to 10 o'clock curfew time.
Right.
And there was a fight that broke out. I mean, they were wondering
a fight here or
in Baltimore.
Here, Baltimore.
And they were once, I believe they said it was a couple of rival gang members who were beating the crap out of each other, but the police kind of let them and they kind of went on their way.
Right.
But, it was,
oh, I'm sure it is.
To see that break out. When you got so many kids that are just hanging out. And,
oh, of course.
You know.
Yeah. So you had the arrests in New York. It seemed like New York had more than
16,
anywhere else.
Yeah.
And then, there were marches, like you said, Philly, Houston. They were all over Chicago. They were all over you.
Crowds cheering as a teenage boy was pulled from the wreckage of a 7-story building in 5 days ago when the earthquake hit Nepal.
Dude, he's been in rubble for 5 days.
Yeah,
and they got him out.
Tamang, he was carried out on a stretcher. They immediately put an IV drip into him, obviously very dehydrated, and a brace pack. They said that it was like...
He survived.
Like,
he survived. Why the hell do you survive 5 days?
I have no idea. I mean, they...
I mean, that's great news.
The guy that they had found yesterday said he drank his own urine.
Well, I mean, I get that.
So the kudos are going to not only rescuers in Nepal, but also the Fairfax Search and Rescue Response Team.
Those guys are badass. They get called into everything. Go and they don't look for any accolades or anything like that. They just pack up and...
They've been working for hours. A new survey for most likely to make you drink. They took a look at government industries drink the most drugs.
Wait, is this based on... What is this based on? Because the industry that drinks the most is restaurant. Those guys are,
they're third. No, this isn't talking about drinking on the job.
But like service industry night out, like those guys are great.
Yeah, they're third. The heaviest drinkers, 5 or more drinks on an occasion, more than the last month.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
You spend all that time
rough gig
underground.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
There's
I'd booze it up too.
The tense situations because you always hear about the collapses.
Anyway, it has no sign.
Miners followed by construction workers and then your hotel restaurant workers.
Right.
When it comes to the biggest drinkers, restaurant workers are the heaviest.
Okay. Okay.
That's followed.
Oh, Diane, we are not in the arts. We are not in
entertainment.
The arts. Barely.
You automatically think like actors, actresses.
Yeah, yeah, that's entertainment.
Fringe of that.
Fringe of that store.
I'm not saying we're Oscar winners. I'm just saying.
I would.
It's not after SAG.
Third on that list, school teachers, the least likely to be heavy drinkers or drug users.
Yeah, good. That makes me happy.
Especially government employment of the least likely ones to use illegal drugs. Marijuana is the favorite, by the way.
Well, duh.
When it comes to the drug of choice. Scientists have found working are more at risk for heart disease if they have boys. The attack to the health of more than 100,000 women over an 8-year period. Working not linked. Currently having a son and working was.
Yeah. Peace out, Jackie.
Well, they said it may be on a woman's heart for several reasons. One of them being son to help out with housework. than daughters are.
Oh, amen. You know what? I'd be happy feeding off a goddamn light.
Like making beds.
That's the I don't care. Beds. I don't care if those ever get made. But weekend is I'm just going to start taking light bulbs out of lights. I can't take it anymore. I cannot take it. God knows how much money I burned through. I'm like money grubby today.
I mean, the grabber you'll have to buy that reaches from Richmond. That's expensive.
God damn it. That's right. So now they're going to burn it. They're going to burn it off. God damn it.
McDonald's is cutting 7 sandwiches, the deluxe quarter pounder and sandwiches.
Good move on all of that.
Honey mustard and chipotle barbecue stay out.
Good
as
call.
Well. Meaning the items will go away when each store runs out of them.
Good. No, take your apples and man. Don't need any of that.
I have in the death trifecta.
I wrote one down yesterday, and goddamn if I didn't get it right. Calvin?
No.
That's who I was. Remember I told you I knew who the third one was? The third one was? I was prescient on that one. I wrote down Calvin Peet, the golfer.
No, I was.
I didn't write that down. Wait, I didn't. I yesterday.
Weight Watchers lady.
Who?
The woman who founded Weight Watchers.
I don't
Her name is Jean. She, 50 years ago, dropped 70 pounds, getting together with friends, considerable amount of weight, and they decided to have, like, these meetings together, sharing the weight off, and that's how Weight Watchers...
How many billions is she worth?
She is worth a lot.
Still,
yeah.
I feel like we're third.
Yeah.
My third has... The one that I did write down yesterday did not go. There were yesterday, though. There were three that went. Oh, never mind.
Somebody had a scare.
Sure.
Kareem.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's right. He got rushed to the hospital again. Well, he didn't have quadruple bypass.
Yes.
Right. So then he had a chest pain, and he got
rushed.
Is
this kind of? Did the doctors say that this is not unexpected when you have that type of surgery?
I don't. I mean, I'm heart healthy, so I don't know. I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah.
No, the third one I'm thinking of wasn't a death. It was a suicide. My bad.
Oh,
Cronkite's grandkid.
More than 5 months after he suffered all of those injuries at that bicycle accident in New York Central Park, Bono's still unable to play guitar as the band is preparing their tour. He suffered a brand.
When's this cover-up going to get?
He fractured eye socket as part of his injuries. Apparently, they talked to him via the New York Times yesterday. His fingers kind of curled, and so he said, it's almost like having... or is them being so stiff, so obviously play. He said, nerves heal about a millimeter a week. So he said, at about 13 months, I should know if it's going to come back.
Dear God.
Avengers Age of Ultron opening up with thing, 7 o'clock showing. They expect opening weekend of about $210 million.
Oh, I believe that. And by the way, it is worth every penny.
Couple of scouts in the stands and a handful of people who were tied the gates. That was it as the Orioles played in an empty stadium against the White Sox. They said at one point it was so quiet you could actually hear a player spit.
I did hear one guy that clip was going around.
Yeah.
And then they put it in super slow-mo, which sounded awesome.
Here's the Orioles announcer likening yesterday's game to the career at a golf match.
We'll whack the son of a gun center field. That's very deep. And it's off the base of the base. We'll head to second base. Adam Jones has a double and is well within reach, Jim.
Ugh, stupid.
8-2. They're bored. They got to do something. 8-2.
Okay, call a game.
Final score. Ooh, settle down.
No, I don't like
sister.
That. I don't like that. I don't like that's mocking. I don't like that at all.
So now the Orioles heading to...
Watching? Because I'm wondering, will my mom make the entire day about himself like he always does?
Orioles heading to Tampa against the Rays, which starts tomorrow. Baltimore, the home team.
Right. Well, at least they're using them. Hey-o!
Nationals, Braves, 13-4. They head to New York tonight to kick off a 4-game set against the Mets at Citi Field.
I hope they kick the crap out of O.R.
By the way, Max Scherzer signed, and despite missing the start on Tuesday, he is set to start against the Mets. NBA playoff games last night, the Grizzlies beating Portland to take that series 4-1. Hawks over the Nets to take a 3-2 series. Asian games on the way for tonight. Chicago can finish off the Bucks in Milwaukee. There's 3 games. So Fox Sports saying that the Thunder expected to offer Billy Donovan their head coaching job today. They expect him to accept the job. And for the last 19 teams.
Do you follow him at all?
Not like from evidence, no, but I'm obvious.
Didn't he at one point, I thought I saw something at some point accept, cause he'd been, didn't he at one point accept a job to go to the NBA and accepted the job? And like before he left, he was like, man, never mind. And then bowed out.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought pop up yesterday where they were like, they were kind of being facetious about it. Like, oh, he'll take the Oklahoma City job. We'll just see if he acts like last time. But at the time was, but apparently they made it sound like he had accepted an NBA
On June 1st, 2007, Donovan accepted an offer to become the head coach of the Orlando Magic. However, the day after an introduction, Donovan informed the Magic that he had changed it.
So he even had the press.
He then signed a extension with Florida for $3.5 million a year.
Holy crap.
Which at the time made him college basketball.
Jesus. He held the press conference. Man.
Tampa Bay Lightning shut out the Red Wings game 7 of their series. Second round, so they'll be playing Montreal.
Yes.
Caps
be a good series.
Caps tonight at Madison Square Garden of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Also, they are having a Verizon Center tonight.
Yeah, you can go to have that opened up for you. The nice people at Budweiser are doing that. By the way, they announced the yesterday for MVP of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Your three guys that'll battle: Alex Ovechkin, obviously from the Caps. Montreal goalie Carey Price probably will win it, and then your Islanders forward John Tavares.
Also tonight, Ducks can series with the Calgary Flames. Also, first round of the NFL draft. From Shabay with the first pick, second one, Tennessee's Titans, and then the Jaguars, Raiders, and Redskins for the rest top five. Also, one for people in the Washington area. Presale starts at 10 o'clock this morning for the June 29th Raw at the...
Diane, that is true.
That's...
Whether you just found it or you've lived there for years, you'll never forget that feeling. It was something that made you realize this house would become your home. Like it. It deserves the special. A local Allstate agent can help you customize an Allstate house and home. So you'll know the place and feeling will have protection that's just right too. Plus, your Allstate agent can point out Dave, like claim-free rewards. X savings every year you don't file a claim. And you're having right now is that you should click today.
Get help with home insurance from someone who lives right nearby. Call one of 40 Allstate agents today and save up to 25% when you add coverage for your car. Feature is optional. Coverage, discounts, and features are subject to terms. Let savings vary.
See what the personal agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Elliot in the morning. XL 102.
Time winners, here we go, please. To Elliot, 866-235-5546-8. Time winners, you call me right now, you get in to get it. It's WWE Monday Night Raw. John Cena, Roman Reigns, Randy Orton. Tickets on Saturday, or you can buy them. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-4-468.
Elliot in the morning.
If you know the part number for your oil filter is R-85348, but can your wedding anniversary is sometime in June, then CARC for you. That's because CARC are guys who really know their car. And right now at CarQuest, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Quest Standard Series filter for $23.99. CarQuest Arts.
See participating stores.
Mazda is the number one volume Mazda dealer. Means more savings for you. Pearson Mazda has the largest inventory of new and used Mazdas, and they make getting into a new Mazda easy. More Richmonders choose Pearson Mazda. Mazda. Why? Buy now, at least a 2015 a month, or at least a 2016 month for only $269 a month. So Springfield and West Broad Street, or visit us online at PearsonMazda.com.
2015 Mazda 3, 36 months, 12 kmiles per year, with 1969 to a signing exclusive tech processing stock number 7661.
Tickets are on sale now for Landmark Music Festival. Two days, stay, and all for a cause. With over 40 artists, including Drift, Alt-J, Churchy, Chernauer, Chromeo, Band of Horses, The War on Drugs, George Ezra, Nate Root, Roos, and many more. 2027th in West Potomac Park. Buy tickets and see the full lineup at LandmarkFest.org. Or presented by the Trust, sponsored by Miller Lite.
An unforgettable Cinco celebration and an awesome gift? Moe's delivers both when before May 1st. Welcome to the party. Welcome to Moe's. Visit Moe's.com/catering today.
The Canal Club is Richmond's premier is a great fun for show. Fire on Tuesday, May 5th. The Real Sunday, May 9th. The Pimps of Boy on May 15th. And Kingsland Road on Friday, May 22nd. Don't forget to join us for the party this Saturday night with Swamp Coast. Free with your BFD ticket or $5 at the door. For more info on all the great shows at the Canal Club, go to the.com and like Canal Club.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming of your alarm.
Sure, you'd love this kind of help in the morning.
I also made HP with sugar and cream. Oh, I picked up for you. And here's your breakfast, sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can serve you breakfast. Right, egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee for all locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Morning, Dave.
No breakfast,
Long cash.
Here you go. Got a sausage burrito and small McCafe coffee from McDonald's Dollar Menu.
From the savory sausage burrito to a sweet and creamy McCafe coffee, plus your other faves, all for a buck each. McDonald's Dollar Menu, better mornings up to speed every day.
Yeah, I am ready to bring it. Are you ready to bring it? This day has got nothing on me.
Nothing for everyone, for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
We like things big. When you hit 10K,
big.
When football training camp opens, we do it big. But what you're probably lacking and could use, Pearson Kia is big savings. Buy a new Pearson's of gas. This is just one of the many deals during Pearson Kia's Big Gas Reconstruction Sales Event. Get your big gas on at BD301 West Broad Street, Kia.net.
Stolen vehicle 64. It's near McKenzie 64 eastbound near Mechanicsville Turnpike. Stolen vehicle over on the right shoulder. No problems. 95 hit 2. All quiet on the side streets. Downtown Expressway.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning.
Going pretty good on my way home.
What do you do for a living?
Operate electronics for the airport.
I feel like it is, but it's awesome.
It's all right, man. It pays the bills. It's kind of tedious, but it's what I've been doing now.
You know what? Good for you. You do what you do. Steady paycheck. Got to chase the paper. Listen, dude, here's what I want to do for you. Let me give you a pair of tickets. I will send you to WWE Monday Night Raw. Those tickets don't go on sale, everybody, through Ticketmaster.com. But if you hold tight 1 second for me, Kaylee will get some info from you, and have yourself a great day. All right, dude?
That's awesome, Elliot. You guys have a great day.
Appreciate it. Hold tight 1 second.
Let me go to line one.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
What's going on? Nothing, man. Just driving to work.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name.
My name.
And what'd you do last?
Nothing. Just went to happy hour and enjoyed a good time and watched the Lightning beat the Detroit.
By the way, I love. Now, were you watching that whole series or was it just that it was on?
I watched the Caps most. Red Wings. I just want them.
I'm right there with you. I so wanted Tampa Bay to pull out of that series, and I do like the Tampa Bay Montreal other Eastern Conference that matchup a lot.
Yeah, Tyler Johnson.
Yeah, he's not bad. He is not a bad little hockey player. Hey, Chuck, let me ask you this, and I don't know where you work or that's fine. But Diane was talking about that that story about industries that where people drink and do drugs. Did you it's kind of related. Kind of related to the story that I saw that kind of spun out of that story. But did you see where people who are taking drugs for like at work, but not? I'm trying to think of what the right was to get ahead. So the same way that you would look
like
at
Adderall or something,
Adderall, but like for activity. So they were saying, like for example, you hear about doping all the time in the sports world, like with cycling, but golf, tennis, and all that stuff. We're hoping that goes on, and that's fine. But they were saying that now in more, well, I should say more and more, but it's just harder and harder to find jobs. People feel like they have harder to keep their job. They have times more, if God forbid, or see a raise.
Well, it's like you hear people don't take.
You can't because you're fearful you'll lose your job.
Yeah.
So in order to be.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead, Chuck.
Stay working. Nobody wants to take because they're afraid they're going to lose their job.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. So I was reading this article where they were talking about people using or doping at work to be more productive, skyrocketed.
Really?
Yeah. When you think about it, it's...
Do you recall, like, what they're taking besides, like, Adderall?
They went to Adderall as the most common thing they can. But they do point out, like, don't confuse it with people who are taking Adderall by reasons.
Because they need it.
Yeah. These are
taking
Adderall
it from their kids.
And other drugs. Just so that they're peppier, that they feel like it's productive at work, and that's why they're doping. Believable to me.
Other stimulant. Oh boy, is it Vyvanse?
Oh, what is Vyvanse? I thought when I heard the V, I thought Vicodin. And, but I don't know that effective. It would make me a lot easier with.
And Concerta.
Concerta.
Wait, Concerta. They're listed next to Adderall.
Is that
Vyvanse for ADHD, and now approved for moderate to severe binge eating disorder? So if you don't want to look like a pig.
But wait a minute, is that
Carol really has self control at the buffet?
Is that the but like for which one is that?
Yeah.
But if do I want? I'm just asking. Do I want something? If I'm trying to be more productive and over the, do I want something to like pull back my ADHD? I don't have ADHD. I'm just taking it.
But it's isn't that similar to like Adderall? Like Adderall help focus?
Helps you focus.
Yeah.
If you need focusing.
But that's what I'm saying. Like for ADHD.
Right. But if you don't have ADHD, what is it helping you do?
Is it
like
helping
you
anyway?
Like I understand that if you can't stay focused and you need help kind of like streamline.
Yeah, but you're already starting at a deficit with ADHD.
Yeah.
This take. It's
they're
a bodybuilder and choose to take. They've already got muscles.
Okay, all right. You know what? I'll give you that.
Apparently, it causes weight loss, so you're looking good.
What was the name of it again?
Vyvanse.
I was.
They were saying
is it like speed?
Reductions in expected heights. Maybe if a kid takes.
Yeah, I the what is the clinical name for like just over the counter speed?
I mean, is that be considered an amphetamine?
No, I have no idea. It's called, I was going to say, that's not, that wasn't Landrex. Landrex just mellowed you out and melted you into a couch. God, were those good days.
Speed.
But what name of speed as?
Isn't that methamphetamine?
Yeah, I mean, no, but like, it's got to have a name. No, Vyvanse isn't speed.
Over the counter speed? I think there's.
That's what I would take. Could you imagine me on speed?
No. I mean, it was kind of like
I was out of control.
I mean, some of like what diet pills are.
They used to eat burritos like crazy when I was all speeded up.
Oh, see, we used to go to the back of magazines in college, and then I would clean my entire apartment before an 8 o'clock class. It's actually pretty good.
No, speed to get you going, Quaaludes to put you to. That was the perfect meal. A little bit of coffee in between. Hey, Chuck, hold on 1 second. Let me get you WE tickets. All right, bro.
Thanks, Elliot. Have a good day, man.
Hey, you do the same. Thank you, sir. Yes, Tom.
Shift work. I could see this being a trend.
Just where you're just all out of whack anyway.
But I find it hard to believe that if we went downstairs, popped open someone's desk, drugs.
Well, I see what you're saying there.
Well, I'm making a distinction. I want to make a distinction.
Yeah, no, you would definitely find drugs in some of the, absolutely. Although that one is now.
Still, remember the freak out when you threatened to bring the dog?
Oh, that's right. I wanted to bring the drug sniffing dog in, and they were like, bay up. No, I bet you would.
Here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't
know. How about the epitome of productivity?
Yeah, those people are busy trying to find their next job. So they're busy.
So it's hunting.
No, but I would buy, okay, maybe, like if you went to like a business, like a real business, you go through people's drawers and find Vyvanse stuff. What was the third one? Cacitol or something? I don't know what it was. But like all of those.
Concerta? Yeah, I hate that we can't really find ourselves in the mix of it.
Yeah,
I don't think it would be a problem here.
No, probably not. Well,
the people are half asleep.
Yeah, and they don't care.
That too. Maybe by the other drugs.
Where are we? Like five? Hi, Elliot in the morning?
Hey.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
It's Alex.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Not much. Y'all talk about Vyvanse. I used to take the scientific name, I guess, is lisdexamfetamine. It's just government-regulated meth.
And what are you taking Vyvanse for?
See?
Oh, I gotcha. Hey,
it's just like Adderall on steroids.
Oh, so that's Adderall light.
Yeah. Adderall is stronger.
Well, that sounds like something I would like.
If you use it too much, it'll put a hole in your brain. It really helps you focus.
Does it really?
It really does, but it's super strong.
But you know what? So that would make sense. Like if that's your thing at work, I could see that where you would start getting your sleep up. I'm focused. I am plowing through reports. I'm putting together PowerPoints. What else can I do?
Accountants who just have a day and you kind of like get to a zone to where you're able to do it better.
Oh, so you think like, you know what? That might make sense. Bookkeeping, accounting,
yeah. Well, that doesn't do it.
HR.
You bet doesn't?
Does not. I feel like you can't be amped up doing that job.
Just because of the nature?
Vyvanse, you could be amped up doing that, though.
No, that's what I mean. But, like, hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Like, you couldn't walk in. If you were going to go register a complaint, you went to Human Resources. The Human Resources person behind the desk all amped up and ready to go. And
how are we doing today?
Let's get on it. Where exactly? How are you? Tell me, where are they staring at you? If you couldn't. You couldn't do that as an HR person.
You prefer the whole are uninterested. Twitter for Concerta.
Right.
Took Concerta and says, took it myself, made me angry.
Oh,
please don't
get off the list.
No. That's good for the
office. I don't know that I could work any angrier. Maybe the drug for me. That would be awesome.
Oh, it's your steroid. It's your bodybuilder.
Exactly. I'm already one of the greatest hitters in baseball. Just right over the top. What day did I get really dark as soon as we got off? Was that Tuesday?
Oh, wait. Since I've known you.
During the show?
No.
No, I'm good right now.
Well, started out a little rocky.
A little bit. No, but I'm good, like, right now. Talk to me about 20 minutes after we get off, and dark cloud. Where am I going? Line 6 in the morning.
Yeah, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Brandon.
What's going on, dude?
Not much, just walking to class, about to take a final.
I hear you.
I take Adderall now, and act like off and on since I was 15. That's like the only thing that really works for me.
Right.
And Ritalin together.
Oof.
Yeah, like the doctor prescribed together, and that's kind of like a little sad, so... And also a little angry, like, when I take it. And Vyvanse, I've had people, like, try to trade me my Adderall for Vyvanse.
Right.
I don't know. Like the only thing that's ever worked for me, so.
Now, let me ask you this. Are you taking ADHD, or are you just taking it because it's all?
I'm just taking it because I need it. I'm all over the place if I don't.
But is prescribed, or is?
A doctor, yeah. And I just, like, when I got back into college, I decided again. So,
a lot of people take it like around finals time, whether they need it or not.
That's just to get yourself amped up. Yeah.
I mean, and like I don't take it like every day, but I definitely took it today for my final.
See? Right. Does it mess? I mean,
no, Adderall, no. The Concerta, yes.
Right. See, that would be my concern. I love the idea of it. Imagine what I would be like on Vyvanse. I can't even imagine what I would be like.
like I said, I took the Ritalin and Concerta together, and that made me nuts. Like, younger, like maybe 16, 17, and yeah, I had like no control over my emotions whatsoever. And it didn't make me like any sad.
Yeah, I don't want sad. That's the last thing I want.
Yeah, and Adderall can make you like a little edgy. The effects are wearing. So that's the only like adverse effect I feel like Adderall has. Like that movie, Lynn Cooper.
Oh, great movie.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like that pill, you know, like my friend describing a commercial for Adderall.
I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, bro.
Amen. Yes,
when I started taking Ritalin, I was promoted 3 times in 2 years.
I'm getting on it right now.
My anger.
I'm getting on it right now.
My anger is more from the left.
Oh.
Withdrawal, I guess.
They got promoted. That really kicked them into gear.
And that's what we're obviously.
So maybe Ritalin is the. I was to calm you down, though. I don't perk me right up.
There's Actidol 4. Concerta made me throw up. Adderall didn't work. Ritalin worked all right. Vyvanse worked great. Lost my appetite, though, with all of them.
You know what? I'd be with that for a little bit. I had 12 inches of a meatball sandwich last night. And I, in case you're wondering, I still have a little bit left in the tank.
Uh-huh.
Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 8. Good morning.
Yo, Elliot. Hey, it's Jason.
What's going on, dude?
Not much, dude. Hey, I used to work in the doctor's office for a guy who prescribed a lot of medications like that. Or amphetamine derivatives. They're just slightly different.
Right.
Concerta is basically an extended release version of Adderall. Vyvanse is the strongest one on the market.
Right.
And there's a new one that they make now that they're testing, but it's a liquid. And it was just like you give a spoonful to your kids. Instead of getting like a pill because they're too young to take pills. So
what is it called?
The name. It's still in like the testing part of that. So they have samples at the doctor's office that they're trying to push.
I hear you. Hey, let me ask you this. Have you guys seen, like people come stuff not because they need it for ADHD, but just adding them that extra boost, like doping it.
Well, a lot of people have tried it that you go to. For adults, yeah, a lot of people seem to be coming in thinking that they have ADHD or
right.
When really all they want to be because they are all amphetamine derivatives, and that's what it's going to do. If you have ADD, if you focus, if you don't, it's just like taking speed.
Right.
And that's where you'll get the focus. You're too busy to eat, and all you want to do is go 100 miles an hour all the time. With the kids and parents, at like little 8-year-olds,
right?
That just means that they can't focus well.
By the way, now,
yeah,
taking something that would make me go 100 miles an hour, wake myself up that much.
I've been amped up even more.
Yes, when I was trying to get some stuff, period of they gave me Valium to take to go to bed.
Yeah,
great run.
Yeah,
that was solid. That was good. I could get into that. Well, my prescription ran out.
Dude?
Well, they didn't want me on it all the time. They just wanted me to be able to, so I wasn't taking as many, like, ibuprofen or aspirin in the morning and then throughout. If we can back and give you some Valium, get you to bed, and kind of just let the cluster headache kind of wean themselves off, that was a solid, I don't even know how long I was on them for, but goddamn, that was great. Oh, going to bed on Valium was nice.
Andy's out as teachers.
But as is the case with all experiences when it comes to prescription drugs, the first-hand accounts are all over the place. Altimizer took Concerta, and it helped alleviate her existing anger issues. That said, she no longer takes it. Worried face emoji.
All right, let's do some phone calls. 866-2-Elliot, 866-235.